Hello. I need everybody to tell me if they can hear me because I am not at my home. I am not at my house. Oh, thank you. Good. Is it echoey? I am at my, I guess they're my in-laws, my daughter's in-laws' house, and they just bought a new house, so there's like no furniture, and I feel like I'm in a big old echo chamber. That's what I feel like. Welcome. Is it echoing? I tried to put it on. It's on my Bluetooth. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, sorry about that. I realized when I got here that it was there's no furniture here. So that's why it sounds like this. So I apologize. Welcome to the reset call. We are here to do our monthly reset. I did the first one last month. And it was very well received. And so we are going to be doing it again this month. So we talked about last month, and I just want to review for a second what a reset is. Because all the time we see inside of No BS, like I just need to restart. I need to start over. I have to start all over. And a lot of times whenever we restart, it is when we restart, we just like just scrap the whole thing and start over. But that's not what we do in No BS. We want to do a reset. And so y'all know I do love a good analogy. And so think about you've seen the bodybuilders. If you're oh, the sound is bad. I'm so sorry. You've seen bodybuilders before. And so when a bodybuilder starts to pick up their weight, if they realize that something's a little bit off, they put the weight down and they reset their body position. Oh, I'm so sorry about the echo. It says it's hooked to my AirPods. Sorry. So, you know, they put their weight down and then when they pick it back up, they just reset. They still have the same weight. They still know the move that they're going to make. They still have the same goal, but they just need to readjust. And so that's what we want to do in No BS because you already know the four basics. Maybe you're not doing them perfectly, and that's totally fine. So we want to do a reset. So first, let's go over the steps. If anyone was here last time, do y'all remember what the steps were? So we did A, B, C, D, E, right? And so A is assess. So we do have a habit tracker and you can totally use that, but you don't have to. If you have not used your habit tracker, that's fine. I'm going to tell you, I forget my habit tracker. I'm full disclosure here. Some months I do better than others, but I can always assess. So for me, my assessment, because that's the first place. I know I'm in my new in-laws house and it's echoey. So I apologize. So I wonder if I could go outside. Do y'all want to move with me? Let's see. Let's move. Let's move. So assess all you want to do to assess is I told y'all they don't have no furniture, so we're gonna move. Close your eyes if you get dizzy. So when you assess, like for me, I'm telling you, I have not done my habit tracker, but I know what I do well. I plan. I plan very well. I know that I plan. Oh, that's even better already. Well, I ain't got no damn chair. Oh, let's try this. Is this better? I'll just sit at the kitchen table. Yay! I got out of the echoey room. Okay, so yay. All I had to do was move. Yay. Okay, now we can all focus, assess. So I know for me, I plan every day. I just do. So I would give myself on a scale of 1 to 4. One is you never plan. Like a plan, we suppose a plan in OBS, that would be a one. Two is you do it every so often, whenever you think about it. Three is you do it most times of the week. And four, it's like, I mean, on a rare occasion. I miss, but I'm or close to perfect as I can be. So For planning, I am a four, always. For hunger, am I hungry? I would even give myself a four on that because I typically am very good at waiting for hunger. Stopping at enough, I would give myself a three. So I'm happy with a three. I'm okay. Whatever. It's all good. Sleep. I am at a one or a two. And I'll tell you why. I have a shoulder problem. I'm gonna have to have rotator cuff surgery. And it's waking me up every single night. I am not sleeping. Between that and the menopause, your girl's got sleep problems. But guess what? I'm not gonna work on that. I go to bed at a good time. I have gone to bed on time. I do all the things that I'm supposed to do as far as like a sleep routine. But until I get the shoulder fixed or until the Lord cures me from this menopause, I'm just not going to work on it. It's as good as it's going to get. Now, water. Water, I would give myself a two. So I need to work on that. I have not done well with my water. I don't know why. I ebb and flow with water. So that is the assess. B is be honest. You have to be honest with where you are in order to make a change. Okay? Be real honest with yourself. We're talking about data, no beatdowns. I don't plan and I suck because of it. Like, we don't need any, from the peanut gallery. All we want to know is, are you doing it? Are you not doing it? Facts, only facts. So, and I just did that. I was really honest with y'all. Water sucks. Sleep sucks. Not going to work on sleep. So create a plan of one to two things based on what you've decided you need to work on. One or two things that are going to help move the needle of weight loss. I know I need water, y'all. I know I need water. And so that is really what I'm going to work on. Maybe you want to do planning and water. A really good one would be if you are noticing that you are not waiting on hunger, and your water is also not great. Those two basics go hand in hand because a lot of times if you don't have water, you have increased urges. So those, if I was not great on my water and I was not great on waiting for hunger, I would put those two things together 100%. But for me, I just want to work on water. Oh, yeah, C is create. One to two things. We're going to create a plan. And then D is ask yourself, do I have a plan? So you're going to come up with 10 things that you're going to try this month to work on the thing you've decided to work on. So for me, it is water. Okay. So I'm going to drink water when I first get up before I drink my coffee. I'm going to drink 8 ounces of water, which will be very helpful. I have gotten out of liking plain water. And so I have got a couple of different water tricks. I'm going to like some. Additives to my water. I used to drink the Extend that Corinne drinks. I don't like it anymore. And so I am getting new aligners on Monday. I've been straightening my teeth. So I had a break and now I've got to get the second set on. So they have to be clear. I like it to be a little bit sweet, but not too sweet. So I've got a list of three or four of those things that I'm going to try. I think there's four things I'm going to try. Drink water in the morning. I'm going to set a timer for 2 o'clock in the afternoon to check in where my water is. The next thing is, I used to drink close to 100 ounces of water. I'm going back to my 64. So that is seven. My goal is going to be 64 every single day. I'm going to set another timer for 6 o'clock. And whatever water I'm lacking, I'm going to get it in before 7 o'clock. And then the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put the 64 ounces of water on my desk in front of me so I don't have to get up and go refill my water. That's my 10 things. that I'm going to try this month. And then E is execute. So I'm at the beach right now. So tomorrow, the list of four water things I'm going to try, I've already got those things that I'm going to buy on my grocery list for tomorrow whenever I get home. I am going to make sure in the mornings, I'm going to put a cup out by my coffee pot tomorrow whenever I get home to set myself up for success this week. So I have got plans in place to execute what I want to do. I've already set the reminders on my phone because I did it as soon as I thought about it. Because when you're trying to change your habit, my habit right now is not drinking water. That's my habit. My habit is I don't drink enough water. I cannot expect my brain to be like, oh, hey, MJ, you know, last week you decided to drink more water and you decided you were going to check in with yourself at 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. It's not going to do that. I'm going to have to prompt myself to remember what I want to do. It's not just going to throw it up at me. And so I've got to have this plan. I've got to have the things I'm going to try. And a plan, an execution plan is not remember. An execution plan is what exactly am I going to do to remind myself? And when you think of those things, set it in place now. Set it in place now. Okay? Because that is the thing that you want to do. That's where a lot of people fall short. We do a great job of like, I'm going to write down all these plans in my amazing journal or my notebook or on my notes app on my phone. And then we close the book or we close the notes app. And then we're like, all right, let's just hope we can remember. We're not going to. You're going to have to come up with a way to execute. All right. D is, do I have a plan? And you list 10 things that you're going to try this month. And if you can't come up with 10, at least come up with 8. Okay. Any questions? We are trying some of these calls with nobody but the coach on the call. So I have the chat pulled up, and I have the Q&A pulled up. So I am monitoring it. Oh, I'm watching y'all. I'm watching y'all. All right. Does anybody want coaching on their reset? What they've decided to work on? Maybe you're having a hard time coming up with stuff. Raise your hand and I will coach you. C is create a plan of one or two things that you need to move the weight loss needle. Create. Natalie Rossi. Promote to panelist. Let's see.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh my God, I'm so glad to see you. I have always
Can you?
watched you for over a year. Oh, what's happening? Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Do you have your video on? Oh, here we go. Yeah. Uh-oh. You keep turning it off and turning it back on.
There
There
you
you
go.
are.
Hi.
Yay. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm sorry I look like hell. I lost my 13-year-old Newfie exactly a week ago and I've been hell
Oh, I'm
on
so sorry.
wheels. Yeah. I'm so happy to see you, Coach MJ. Oh my God, you're one of my heroes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I was looking at the plan and I'm being honest. The thing is, I'm having a hard time. Like I've lost 21 pounds in a year and 2 months. I'm menopausal, I'm 56 years old. I find I'm doing a lot of things right, but there must be something I'm not doing right on the scale of 1 to A to E because I don't lose half a pound to a pound a week. It's really difficult. And I don't know what it is I'm doing wrong because I drink at least 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. I try to sleep 7 hours. Menopausal is very hard to do.
Yeah.
I really got it down pat when it comes to eating only when I'm hungry. I would say 70% of the time I stop at enough. And I find that I really make good food choices. So I
Okay.
find that as soon as I deviate a bit, it screws up for me.
Okay, what is your long-term pattern of weight loss? Like, how do you typically lose weight?
Well, in the past, it was very easy to lose 1 to 2 to 3 pounds a week, right? I've lost 80 pounds maybe once or twice in my lifetime. Now I find that since last year, it's really hell on wheels. It's since menopause, I find it's really, really tough. I think I screwed up my system, you know, if that makes any sense. Because to be honest with you, Coach MJ, most of the time, 6 days a week, I'll have my protein shake in the morning. I hardly have any more snacks during the day. At lunch, maybe I'll have a sandwich or I'll have like, you know, my cucumbers, tomatoes, and stuff. And then for supper, we'll have like chicken breast or pork chops with a salad. And we bought the
Yeah.
Ninja Creami and we have like, I'm not an ice cream eater, but I'll have the Ninja Creami and we do it with cottage cheese. What I do on the weekends is I'll have maybe some, you know, a bowl of chips. I used to have a bowl of chips Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now I've cut it down to one on Saturday. And
Well,
maybe a
you said
dessert.
you overeat 30% of the time. You don't stop it enough 30% of the time.
Right.
I mean, that's your answer. You've got water on lock. How's waiting for hunger?
Yeah.
How's waiting for hunger?
Waiting for hunger is really good. I really, really wait. In the past, I used to get up in the morning. It's like, oh my God, I got to eat by 7:30. Now it's 8:30, quarter to nine, and I really, really wait for my stomach. I really,
Okay.
really, yeah.
What would it look like if you only went past enough 10% of the time?
I guess for me, deep down, I guess I'm scared.
Of?
I don't know. I guess I've been doing this all my life. I guess I'm scared because I've resisted with Weight Watchers and stuff. Like, you know, it was always, I guess I'm scared that I won't be able to eat. I don't know. I don't know. That's the problem. Like, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I keep on thinking. What's going to happen now that I'm not eating as much? What, how am I going to get to losing another 50 pounds? Like,
Yeah,
how much
but
more do I have to cut?
you're going to be in a smaller body. The amount of fuel it took me to fuel a 260 pound body is way different than the fuel it takes for me to fuel a 180 pound body. I mean, I'm cutting out the darn amount of food that a third grader would eat.
I understand, but I just find like people probably like, you know, I'm close to that zone in weight, and I'm saying to myself, well, if I'm not eating like junk food and stuff like that, how much more like am I gonna have
Why
to?
aren't you eating? Okay, here's the thing. You're
Yeah.
still eating from your should list, and then you're overeating on the things that you shouldn't eat.
Right.
So, what happens if you just include the things you shouldn't eat? Because you've been saying, I've been doing this my whole life. That's not true.
No.
You've been on other diets your whole life,
Right.
you've not been doing no BS your whole life.
No. No.
So when you
Nope.
say I've been doing this my whole life, it sounds like, I mean, how much longer do I have to do? This is something brand new.
Yeah, it's, I mean, no BS has been a life changer for me, especially mentally, for the emotional eating part. I used to run to the fridge and do everything for emotional eating. As soon as I felt something was bad, I used to, you know, go and grab something. I don't do that anymore. That's one thing that no BS has taught me. But I'm
What would be
just.
the worst? What would be the worst thing that would happen if you wait, if you stopped it enough all the time? And you
Nothing.
see, I gave myself a three. I gave myself a three. I'm not a four. Corinne's probably not a four. I bet there's probably not an OBS coach that's a four.
No. The thing is, Coach MJ, like, if I, I guess that's the thing that I'm worried about. Like, does that mean that I will not be able to have that one bowl of chips? Is that one bowl of chips the thing that's stopping me from losing an extra 50 pounds?
I don't know. But it's not just one bowl of chips if you're overeating 30% of the time.
Yeah.
What would happen if you ate them as a snack when you were hungry and stopped it enough?
Instead of just finding them on weekends.
Yeah. What happens on a random Tuesday if you have a wrap with some chips?
I guess for me, because in the past, that's how I maintained the last 5 years of not gaining at least 50 pounds back, was that I would only eat those things on the weekends. I would never, never, and I know what you're saying, like, just do it, like just eat it on a Tuesday. But for me, it's like sacrilegious. There's no way in hell I should eat a, chips or ice cream or anything from Monday to Friday.
So you just save them for, you make them sexy and just put them on the weekends, and then you have to overeat them because you got to wait a whole nother week to get them.
But am I really overeating them if I'm only, like, I used to eat two bowls. I used to eat a bag. It was so easy to eat a
But
bag.
I don't know if are you hungry when you start eating them?
Yes.
Do you eat them past enough?
That's where I'm not sure because I will eat my bowl. So,
How do you know what enough is when you eat pork chops? What's your cue that you've had enough?
feeling comfortable still wanting to eat something, but stopping because I know that it, I'll be full. Like, I'll be able to go on till bedtime.
Do you do that with chips?
I find I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I find I do because I probably could eat something else after that, and I don't.
So how do you know that you're overeating 30% of the time then?
Maybe I'm really only eating about 25% of the time. I think maybe I'm not moving enough.
I mean, you could try movement, but we're not, you can overeat. You can never outrun your mouth.
Right.
Now, for me, walking and that sort of stuff is a great accountability partner. I feel like I've done more for myself, and it does make me, it creates more awareness for me, the thoughts that I have when I exercise. I love it as an accountability partner.
Okay. But maybe that's the one thing that could help me, bring the scale down a bit. I know that we're not supposed to say that exercise is going to make that difference. And that's another thing. I don't, let's say I go over 8 or 10,000 steps, I don't say, oh, here's a reward like I used to do in the past.
But I'm going to be honest. I really think for the next month, your one thing is to at least, if you don't want to do the habit tracker, that's fine. But download a free habit app or something and really do check in with, have I had enough? I think that's where it is. I would do a couple of monk meals this month, maybe even one a week, where you
What's that?
just sit in silence, no phone, no devices, no nothing. And just eat and check in with your body. Even if it's not a fuck it food, we have a fuck it foods worksheet you can do, and you basically assess where you are after every bite. Do that a few times. I swear to you, I think you're still overeating. And you know how I know it? Because your thoughts are, what am I going to do if I just eat less? Like, how much more can I cut out?
Right.
A lot of times, those thoughts are the indicator that you are overeating. And you're not really being honest with yourself. Because overeating, if you think about, like, if I overeat two or three bites a couple times a day, like, if I overeat three bites twice a day in a week, six times seven. Why didn't I pick a better number to multiply? That's like 42 bites. That's like two meals extra you're having in a week.
You're
And you
right.
don't think it makes that big of a difference, but it really does.
You're so correct.
Because you have a lot of this is healthy, it's better for me. I would
Yeah.
even imagine the pork chops and whatever else and the cucumbers and all that kind of stuff. You're overeating a few bites because it's healthy.
Right. Had to write that down. That's good.
Yeah. And go back to the diet rules in No BS, in the weight loss course, in module one or module two. I can't remember exactly where it is right now, but it's about the diet rules. And go through that worksheet. Really identify all of your diet rules because you have brought them and you're like, bringing them right along with you. And challenge yourself to eat some of those forbidden foods during the week. Because if you talk about, I'm famous for this saying, if you talk about food or as any certain food, like it's the best lover you've ever had, you are never gonna break up with it. And you don't need to break up with it. You just need to stop talking about it like it's the best thing that's ever happened. It's so special, it's reserved for weekends only.
But not to put so much emphasis on it either, like just make it
Yeah.
normalize.
Yeah, for sure. Try that and see.
Thank you so much. I
You're so
appreciate
welcome.
it.
It was so good to see you.
Amazing to see you and to speak to you for the first time. Thank you.
Yes. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Y'all know at my house, I have computer glasses. I don't have them on, so I really cannot see in these glasses. Carla asked in the Q&A, what can I do to wait for hunger? Why don't y'all put some of that in the chat for her and let her give her some ideas on how she can wait for hunger? Because there's a lot of those. Maureen. I know I had originally locked myself up in an equi room, and now I've locked myself out here with their dog who barks every time a car drives by. Not the greatest, not the best setup when you go to move your child. My child got a new, she and her husband have been living in a one bedroom something on top of each other, and they just got a bigger townhome. And so we are here helping. Me and my daughter came and helped. All right, you are mute. There you go, Maureen. Oh, we're at Target. Hey, Target.
I know, but I'm so happy. I didn't know this call was happening, and I just looked at my phone. I said, I'm gonna jump on.
Well, here you are. Here we are. I'm going to Target
Yes.
after this.
It's so much fun.
I do love a good Target. So, what are
I
we going to
know.
talk about? I won't keep you from your Target run, but
No. This is more important. Okay, so I started in April, so I'm almost 3 months in now. And I love the program. I love Corrine. I love everything about it, except I haven't lost weight and I'm making up all kinds of excuses. So, some of the things I tell myself, I'm a clear survivor of triple negative breast cancer. I had a lot of steroids 10 years ago. I'm totally clear, healthy, happy, but I put on a lot of belly fat. So I tell myself I can't get rid of that belly fat, because it came from steroids. All my weight is in my middle. I think a good weight for me would be like 150. That's pretty much what I was later in life after menopause. I'm 74. I'm generally extremely healthy. I just had another grandchild last week. I want to be there for these kids, but I'm carrying about 30 pounds extra weight. I'm up to 180. And I think my problem is I'm planning well, I'm drinking my water, I'm getting 10K steps. I just came from my weightlifting trainer. But I think stopping at enough, again, just like the last caller, I think my problem is my food is healthy. It's hard to get rid of the diet scripts in my head from Weight Watchers and Noom and everything else I've done. But I definitely can wait till I'm hungry. That's not a problem. I can fast. I mean, I've tried fasting diets, but it's stopping at enough that is hard for me because I know what's in front of me on my plate is like it's fits a caloric intake I think I should have.
Oh, well,
Okay.
you know what, Maureen? You know how we know that's wrong? Because you
I'm
haven't lost
fat.
weight. You
Right.
haven't lost weight.
I know. I know.
So we know
Yeah.
that's wrong.
I know that's wrong. So
Okay, what have you tried? So you've been in no BS for 3 months.
yes.
What strategies have you tried to stop at enough?
I don't know if anything's working. I mean, I write it in my planner and I say, to be honest, I think I haven't really tried like putting half the food away. I did that once at the restaurant. I will say I went out last week with a friend and I just said, just pack up half of it, So my awareness is increasing, but there's a part of me that just, wants that pleasure of that food. And
Yeah.
even though, it's healthy food, I like yesterday, I had a great, delicious organic chef salad, made it myself. I had shrimp in there, I had romaine, everything, healthy. But I mean, the portion was very big.
Yeah.
And, even though I know it was the whole salad was under 500, I could have easily stopped in the middle, and I didn't. I didn't
Why?
just put it away, but I could have, but I
Why
didn't,
didn't you?
So
But
that's
why didn't
like,
you, Maureen? Why didn't you stop in the middle?
I just wanted it. It's like, I sound like a drug addict. I know it's terrible,
No. Okay,
but
so you sound like me, Maureen. I
okay.
am never going to be one to have a good plate of food or a big chef salad or whatever it is and stop myself halfway through. Never been that
Okay.
way, never going to be that way. But you know what I
Right.
can do? I can
What?
serve myself half.
That's what I think is got to be the answer for me. And the thing about leaving food on the plate, that's really hard for me because I come
Then
from
don't.
a
Then
family
don't,
where
right?
we just did it.
Nobody
I mean,
says you
my
have to
mother
do that.
would,
Yeah.
right, my mom would be so insulted if I left food on the plate. She'd be like, "What's wrong with you?" And in my youth, I was very thin. I could eat anything. I was 115 pounds until I had my sons. And I didn't put any weight on until after I had my kids, So, I could eat anything. I could eat a whole pizza and I would not gain a pound. I mean, it was insane
But
what I could eat back in the day.
right, you were probably more active. Number
Yeah.
one, you were
Oh, yes. I no, no.
chasing
I yeah,
whatever.
yeah. I
Number
was
one.
the
Number
disco
two,
queen. Yeah.
but the other thing too is I think for folks who eat anything they want, there were probably times that you didn't want anything and you didn't eat a thing.
That is true.
You know what I mean? So it's
That's
like
true.
you forget that part. Maybe you
Yes.
did only eat, maybe you did eat a whole pizza. That was all you had all day.
Or all week, maybe.
Right. So we're looking back like, oh, I used to could do all this. Yeah, but you were also not eating a bunch too.
No, and I was dancing 2 hours a day. I mean, I was very active.
Well, I mean, why don't we not compare that version of you to this version of you? That is a past version of you that you cannot what is it? Access anymore. You're not ever going to be that person again.
It's I know. I know.
Wah, wah.
I know. This is why I need no bullshit weight loss because every other thing I've tried doesn't say stop it enough, really. Not so much.
I used to, and another thing you can try as far as leaving bites behind. I'm not going to challenge you to leave bites behind. I would like for you to start leaving one bite behind.
I could do it. Yeah, I could definitely do it.
And there was a
Especially since
client
I,
who was
yeah.
a client that was a lot like you, and every time her dad was the one that made her clean the plate. This was on a call not
Yes.
too terribly long ago, or maybe then she posted in the Facebook group. Because I challenged her to let she post it in the Facebook group. And she said, every time I leave my bike, I say, and her dad's been dead and gone for a long time. I love you,
Yes.
Dad, but I'm going to learn how to leave food on my plate. And
Yep.
every
And that's,
time she says
yeah.
that,
That could be me. That could be my mom. That could be my mother, Gracie, who was also very overweight. She was probably, twice the weight that she should have been when she died. She was 5 foot 250, my brother was over 450 pounds when he died. He died at 46 of a heart attack. I don't want to follow those genetics, So I feel like this
well,
is
you
the program
didn't.
for me. I feel like this
But
is the one. Yeah,
here's
this is
the
the
thing, you
one. This
didn't.
is it. I
Your
don't
dad
want
died
to.
young. I mean, your brother died young. You're
Yes.
like, I don't want to follow that genetics as you're
And
in
my
Target
father.
running around for seven at 76.
Right. 74.
74, sorry. So
And
you did
74.
not follow those
No.
genetics.
No. And, especially since I beat a very aggressive cancer, I feel like, God, I should really honor this life and be a role model, and I'm still teaching high school, so I feel like I'm a role model there for the younger teachers and for my students. So, I have a lot of noise in my head about this stuff,
Okay, I want you to do the halftime method. You
Okay.
just
Okay.
serve yourself half,
Yes.
wait like
Yes.
15 minutes. If you're still hungry, go get back and get half of the half.
Okay. I'm gonna do it. Thank you,
I'm
MJ.
telling
This has
you,
helped a lot.
it's
Yeah,
that
that's right.
simple.
Yeah.
It's that
Okay.
simple. All
Yeah.
right.
Because I want to, I really want to be successful at this program. I want to go in the fall and meet Corinne and everything, but I have to get some weight loss before I can feel good about that. But thank you so much.
Oh,
And
all
yeah, and
right.
thank you to the whole sisterhood of this program because the Facebook page is really great too.
You going to diet detox?
That's what I'm thinking of. If I can get a couple of days off of school, yes.
Go ahead and ask, because there's like 100 spots left. So
Okay. All right.
go
Okay.
ahead and ask. All
Okay.
right.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you, MJ. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Maureen, because she was kind of freezing a little bit in the Target, she said what I said at the beginning. I write it in my plan every day. But in the moment, y'all, that's why you have to have a plan of things you're actually going to do and a plan to execute them. It is lovely that it's written in your planner every day, but we've got to get it out of our planner and into our life. We have to. It's lovely to write it. But until we can figure out how to get it off of those pages and execute it in our life, I mean, a plan is just a wish written down, but the power is in the execution. Right? Like it's just that is the magic sauce of no BS. We've got to figure out how to implement what we write in our planner. We have to. I'm trying to find the chat, y'all, but I can't. Oh, I found it. I found it. I found it. Usually I have two screens and I got all the things. Now I'm on my laptop and in a strange place and I don't have on my computer glasses. Yeah, a golden set. Yeah, planning must lead to execution or it doesn't matter. I mean, I got an apartment to go clean out. I want to. I don't want to. Who are we kidding? I don't want to. And I can sit here and talk to y'all about it. I can go drive over there and get my car and think about what I need to do. But I knew coming here, I've got bins in my car right now. I have got trash bags in my car right now. I planned for it. I set myself up for success. And then I'm going to go do something I don't want to do, which is empty out an apartment that ain't even damn mine. It's ain't mine. That child's supposed to be married. I gave her away. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I don't want to. And her husband's out of town. He ain't even here. God love us. All right. We have one more hand raised. If anybody else wants coaching on resetting, let me know. Mary Elizabeth, here we go. Let me see if I could get Mary Elizabeth up. I'm trying to promote you. Oh, she must have accidentally raised her hand. Anybody else want coaching? We're going to go back through A, B, C, D, E. So A is assess. So if you have got your habit tracker, that's what you're going to use. If not, you're going to use a scale of 1 to 4. Two is be honest. And I'm going to tell y'all, if you're giving yourselves four or threes or fours on everything and you're not losing weight, you need to pick one thing and dial in and really assess that for the next month. Okay? So you can really be honest with yourself. C is create a weight loss plan. One or two things that you're going to work on that are going to work, move the weight loss needle. D is, do I have a plan? So we've all the rest of this is kind of on paper, right? And D is on paper too, but you're going to list out the things you're going to try. And then E is execute. So for me, no, this is just something I made up, Demita, last month. I made it up on myself. I figured that's what you need to do to reset. So that's what I came up with. Execute is, how are you going to get those 10 things done? So for me, I'm going to put a water glass out by my coffee pot. I've already set timers on my phone, reminders on my phone. I've already added the water additives to my grocery list that I'm going to, and I've already got a plan to go to the grocery store tomorrow night whenever I get home, or if we get home really late, I'll go Monday sometime during the day. But whenever I go do my grocery shopping for the week, I already have all of that set up for myself. So I can get it out of this plan, this book that I've written it in, which is amazing, and implement it into my life. So I can increase my water this month because that is very going to be very important to me. All right. Who's got questions? Who wants to raise their hand? Dory, I'm going to promote you. Speaking of water, I'm thirsty and my water is way over there. That's how I miss my water. I did not set myself up for success for during this call. That's what I'm telling y'all. Dory.
Hi, Coach MJ. Nice to be here.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. I've recommitted. So I've been a member for a while. Did all the things initially. ADHD, don't like planning, very resistant to planning. Just kind of fell off the wagon, but didn't leave. And I find every time I get Corinne in my head, I do better.
As we
And
all do.
but I did the thing last Sunday, the workshop last Sunday that was like 3 or 4 hours, so it was great. And so I've been doing better. I've been doing a plan. I find I can't use the planner, or at least I haven't. I don't like using the planner. So I just switched to doing the planning in the notes feature on my phone.
Perfect.
And so I'm putting it there. I can check it easily. It's not a book I have to keep track of because I tried sort of doing it online and having it on my computer, but I'm not always by my computer. But when Maureen was talking, you play the games and you kind of trick yourself. It's like, oh, well, take half. So if I know I'm going to take half and I want to leave a bite or two behind, then I end up just serving myself more so that I can do that. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I want to get away from like thinking about food all the time. And it's like, well, what am I going to have later? Like when I was planning, I was like, well, I want to plan enough snacks in case I'm hungry. And so I don't want to be hungry, but I'm not. I'm not hungry. And the other day this week, I really wanted a treat and I had planned a treat. And so I had that for lunch instead of regular food because when it comes treat time, I'm full. So I don't, or I'm at enough. And so I don't get my treat. So I had a treat for lunch instead of, you know, eating the food. Like I had the treat first and then I was, so that has been good. So I've lost some this week and then I'm just really starting to get comfortable with the, you know, where is my enough and trying to pay attention. So implementing the rules. And I guess I don't want to overwhelm myself trying to do too many things from the course at once. So where do you recommend when you're refocusing? So I know you started with the you know, the assessing and so I did that. So right in my notes app, I this morning I went back there, I said, okay, I ate this and that, and I had, you know, twice as much at lunch as I wanted, but I did that because I was working while I was eating and I wasn't being mindful. But at least I'm paying attention now and before I wasn't. So
So how could you? I eat dinner in front of the TV. So I am not mindful. So if you know you're gonna, and I typically do eat lunch at my desk while I'm working. And I'm not, so I'm not mindful. I'm not paying attention. So how, if you're gonna be that way, if you're gonna not be mindful or not pay attention, what's a strategy you could maybe implement to be able to stop it enough or to give yourself a pause?
I think maybe just not having food on the table if I'm eating at the table or I serve myself. So I work from home mostly. And so I'm upstairs in my office. But I find what I do is I have breakfast and I have my regular breakfast at, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning. But then I don't eat again until 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And then I'm pretty hungry. But it's because I've gone up to my office and I know it seems silly, but I don't go downstairs. Like I just stay up there and do the work. And so maybe I could bring a snack so I'm not so hungry at
That would be
lunch.
a great, okay.
Because I haven't been doing that. I do bring my waters up, which is good, and I get a lot of water in, but so I could do that. And then so then I've been eating kind of over too much at lunch because then I need a break, right? So I've been working all this time and so I'm scrolling on my phone, I'm playing, although maybe I should be listening to a Korean podcast while I'm eating something. But maybe just keep the food away for it. Just serve myself half maybe and say I can have the other
But
half
you
if
already
I
said
want.
when you try to do half, you serve yourself more because you know
That's
you're
true.
only gonna eat
I
half.
do. Yeah.
So what's a good way to be able to eat it all but still eat half? A little plate.
Oh yes. I did
Yes, a
think of that
tiny plate.
when Maureen was at Target. I was like, I should go to Target and buy some smaller and I do a tiny plate at breakfast. So,
And how
but
often do you overeat breakfast?
never.
Oh,
Almost never. Yeah.
right.
Because I have the same thing every morning. But well, that's not true. This morning I had like 2 eggs with a little cheese and then today I had fruit with it. Usually I have half a bagel and cream cheese or some other kind of starch or you know grits like or something like that. But now I switch. I was comfortable switching to fruit this morning and I ate it all. But I probably could have had less. I probably could have had less. So I don't know.
So
Do you
how
make
could you
two
have done
eggs
that?
and eat half? Like eat that and then
Why
see where
don't
I
you
am.
make one egg? You work at home.
Yeah, true.
The
It
worst
takes
thing
like
that
5 minutes to
happens,
make eggs. Yeah.
the worst thing that happens is you got to make another egg.
Yeah, true. Which I
I
know I
mean, that's
won't do. Like
literally.
I won't do that, right? Like I, but then
But,
that will
and,
mean I'm hungry earlier instead of
well,
waiting
you
6 hours.
already are, right? You
Yeah.
already are. So you even said, I'll take a, or you could eat 2 eggs, no fruit, take the fruit up for a snack.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So I'm trying to get the hang of it. I'm trying to figure out my enough. And
But the thing is, though, here's the thing, Dory, and this is what I want everybody to see. I'm trying, but you really aren't implementing. You're talking a lot about it. Talking a lot about it does not make you eat less. We can talk about it all day. So what I'm talking about is what are you going to do to make sure in the moment when there's food left on the plate because you've served yourself extra? Like, how can you, in that moment, what strategies are, because you're not going to be thinking about it then.
I think I have to walk away. Like I have to be, because I'll sit and I'll pick and I'll, last night at dinner, I ate what I planned. I didn't finish everything because I was full, so I was mindful of that, although I
Were
kind of
you
stuffed
full
some
or
in.
had you had enough?
Oh, I was full. But then I was picking on the French fries that my son left. I didn't have French fries, but I was picking on the fries my son had on his plate because I was like, oh, I didn't get any fries. I wanted fries and I only had a few. And then it hit me. It's like, well, I shouldn't have had his fries, but if I want fries, I can have them today. I'll just plan fries, which
Yeah.
we bake them. But you know what I mean? It's like, but did I really
Well,
want the fry? I
but it
wasn't
doesn't
hungry.
matter. I want to see what you did too. You get, but I baked them. Like that makes it better. You've already overeaten.
Yes. True.
Y'all, the diet, this is the diet rule call. Everybody's busting up with their diet rules. So, what are your 10 things? Let's go through them.
Okay.
Tell me.
10 things.
10 things you're going to do to stop it enough this month.
Stop it enough. Well, I have to pay attention. Not
That's not, no,
overserve.
that's not, pay attention is not a strategy.
Okay.
It's just not.
Serve less
So
and give myself permission.
how are you going to serve less? Let's start there.
If I normally was going to have two thighs, just take one.
Okay, love that.
Right? So if I have two pieces of meat, then I'll normally just I'll take one. And
Okay.
maybe bulk up the veggies and the veggies I like. So I've started to create, make more veggies that I like. There's lots of vegetables I like that no one else in the family eats. And so I don't make
Okay.
roasted broccoli or roasted Brussels sprouts because no one else likes them. But I'm going to start doing that because I like them. And
And roasted broccoli and roasted Brussels sprouts are great reheated.
they're so good.
I mean, it's not like a one and done that you can't have it again. So you could make some for yourself and then eat on them all week. So serve yourself a half. How are you going to do? How are you going to eat less? How are you going to eat half when you're not being mindful because you're at your desk or doing whatever?
I don't know.
Smaller plate, you're going to go to Target.
Okay.
Maybe meet Maureen there. Get you a smaller plate.
Smaller plate. Take truly half with permission to get more if I'm really hungry. Drink the water before, so that'll help me to be full before I really, fuller, feeling fuller. The only eating when you're hungry thing is hard for me.
Well,
So,
let's see, we can't work on everything. This month we're
no.
gonna work on have I enough. So next
No.
month you can come back to this call. We can talk about am I hungry, right?
So,
Because that's where we get hosed up.
one of the things though I realized after Corinne's session last weekend was that I can't stop it enough if I'm eating when I'm not hungry.
Yeah, because it would be
Because
such a small amount.
you're already at enough,
Or
right?
it's just such a small amount to get you there because you're actually not hungry. So, I mean, that could be, I mean, being mindful of your hunger, like drinking water and that sort of stuff, but you want to be aware of waiting for hunger, of course, still, We've been talking about this in the new member first 30 day group this month, because this week we're working on, am I hungry? This week we were talking about, am I hungry? And then they were like, well, I don't need to plan and I don't need to do my water. And I was like, no, think about it. Like if you're in school and you've got a big exam in one class, like I've been working on a huge project for y'all, huge. And it's been going on for 2 years. This is the crunch time for this big project. I had to have a bunch of stuff done yesterday before I left to go to the beach. I still had calls to be on. I still had meetings to go to, but every extra minute was spent on this project. And it's the same thing. You still want to plan, but if you notice like there's an issue there, you're like, okay, I need to work on that next month. There, am I hungry? You still want to be mindful of it, but all of the new strategies you're going to try to implement are going to be, have I had enough?
It's never a problem to not get enough. Like I always get more than enough, clearly. And so I think the smaller plate, planning a smaller amount, eating it more mindful, like paying attention, drinking the water, but also putting it away. Like,
yes.
If I've had just putting it away, because it's not in front, because if I'll just keep eating if it's in front of me, even if I'm not hungry. So I just have to put it away, and other people's away too, not just mine. And having not being in the kitchen with everybody's leftovers on their plates would also be helpful. So having other people clean the kitchen, that would be nice. That could be something. So,
and it's a win-win, then you ain't gonna clean your crap up. Another thing that you can do is, as soon as you eat your half, have some gum. Put some gum in your mouth to keep you from grab-assing if you do have to go back into the kitchen to pick up. Another thing that you can try is, when you serve yourself half, you know, and you go to sit down with your family, put the lids on the Tupperware and put it all back in the refrigerator. So that when you do walk back in the kitchen, there's not dishes of food still sitting out. If your people want more, they can go get more.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know that it's not up to 10, but I think that's enough for me to start on.
We were pretty dang close. We were pretty close to 10.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that gives me some really good ideas. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And spend time too, like, a lot of times it's like the food tastes so good. When you hear those thoughts, but you know what? Stepping on that scale this week and losing weight is going to feel even better.
That was a big, I weighed a little early, but I just wanted to see where I was. And I was really happy to be down, and that's very motivating. So.
Yeah. And here's Dory. This is, I want everybody to notice this. Dory is on here. She is still overeating and not waiting on hunger. She's not doing it perfect. And the scale is moving. Mm-hmm. It don't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
It don't have to be. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody getting perfection in here.
Perfection has been an overarching theme in my career and life altogether. So, and yet this is one area where I just don't.
Have you ever heard my perfection speech?
I don't think so. Is it recorded?
Oh God, here we go. Here's my perfection speech. For anybody on here that who's heard it, I apologize. I'm going to ask Dory some questions. I'm going to interview Dory.
Okay.
Did you make all 100s in school?
No, but pretty close.
But you didn't?
No.
So it wasn't perfect. Did you drop out of school?
No.
Did you go to college?
Yes.
Did you make perfect on every test, exam?
No.
Paper? And you didn't quit?
No.
Have you ever burned bread? When you were making it?
Many times.
Do you continue to make bread, even though it wasn't perfect? You've done it not perfect one time?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a fender bender?
Yeah.
That was your fault?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You quit driving?
I did not. Did not quit driving.
You ever made a mistake with your kid?
Lots of mistakes, yes.
Did you throw him out in the street because you didn't want to be his parent anymore?
Nope.
Do you have a partner?
I do.
Have you been perfect?
No, definitely not.
Did you throw them out in the street?
No.
Huh. So you have a ton of evidence that you can do things imperfectly and keep going.
I teach iterative processes. I teach that to people. I teach them how, but you know, it's do as I say, not as I do kind of thing, right?
Like, tell me that's a big word, Dory. What's iterative process?
It means adjusting, keeping, it's like evaluate, adjust. So in the work life, all the time, it's like, okay, where are we now? What do we need to change? What little bit can we change to get closer to where we want to be? Like, I teach people to do that. And pick one thing and work on that. And then we'll worry about these other things that you need to, like, you have a big thing. You have a long list of things you need to work on, but let's just pick one or two. Like, I teach people to do that. And yet when it comes to me, yeah, that doesn't apply. And then I just give up. Like, it's like lots of things. So it's like, no, I can't do that. It's too much. Like, I just kind of shut down and stop doing all of it because the expectations are so high. And it's unfortunate because I keep getting like accolades for the work and for other things. So it's like, oh, you're amazing. You're brilliant. You do this and that. And then you feel like you have to live up to that all the time. And so food never says that to me. Right? It's like, come on, be safe. It's nice. You don't have to worry about that stuff anymore.
No, but you know who does say all that crap to you? You. On the back end.
I do.
Food doesn't have to say it. You say it enough.
Right. But yes, progress, not perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't given up. I've stayed in, even though there were months that I wasn't doing anything, but I knew, and I hear the success stories. I hear people just working on one or two things. And I think that was part of the problem when I first started is I have a tendency to do this.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do all the things and I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and I'm going to exercise and I'm going to, you know, do it. And it's just too much for me. So I think it's okay to just say, I'm just going to do two or three things. And once I've built those in as habits, so I've read Atomic Habits, and then I will start the next couple of things once I have those under my belt, and then that's okay.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Tori.
Thank you.
All right. One more thing too, because I did see somebody asked, what does No BS think about using food for entertainment? I'm going to tell you, I use food for joy. I find great joy in food. Yesterday for dinner, we were on our way to the beach. I've got a convertible that I've saved, the first car I've ever bought in my whole life at 48 years old. I guess I was 49. My daughter and I rode down the convertible. We stopped at this roadside stand called McLeod's. They have the best ice cream. And we had a waffle cone and ice cream for dinner. Pure joy. I'm going out with my daughter's in-laws tonight to dinner. We're at the beach. Seafood. That is going to bring me great joy. I've been looking forward to the seafood, y'all, for probably 2 weeks. So we use food for different things. We use food for connection. We use food for joy. I use food for memories. I have something that my grandmother used to make. It makes me feel very reminiscent and it makes me have memories of her. So we do use food for all. Thinking of food as only fuel, it's just so not like what it is. That's just not what it is. Yeah, some food is fuel. But it also needs to taste amazing. And you need to have a good mix of fuel and other things that aren't really fuel. Because we do want to enjoy our life. We do want to enjoy food. It does. I mean, there's times it brings us happiness, for crying out loud. And I love that about food. I love, like, you know, that's going to be our break tonight. Like, I'm looking forward to taking a beat and sitting down with my family and my new in-laws, my daughter's in-laws, and just having a conversation. And the only way that we're going to do that, we probably wouldn't have fit it in if everybody didn't eat dinner. So I'm thankful for that. And yes, I'm going to enjoy the food and it is going to bring me joy. But it's also going to be the connection that I feel with the people there and the time that I get to spend with them. All right, Rhonda Copeland just put high test. Fuel for our cars is like good, better, best. Regular, supreme, and high test. You know Rhonda's from the South because she said high test. Does anybody from up north say high test? Because you know my Audi takes high test and it's expensive. Nope. See? I know. Rhonda Copeland's my Georgia girl. Yeah, high test. All right. Yeah, never heard of it. It is as high test. All right. We could do a whole call on things Southerners say. Right? Like that we just say here. Yeah, we could Southerners could probably have a conversation. Well, I think every region of the country could have conversations and nobody else would know. Make sure that you are using ask coaches. So you've got your plan. You are doing your reset. Go over to ask coaches. Here's my list of 10 things. Or I could only come up with 5 things. What are 5 other things? Here's what I need to work on. Or maybe I need to do these 2 things and I can't figure out which is the most important for weight loss. What should I do? Use us up. Use us up. All right. Again, if you are still struggling with doable hunger on either side, head on over and go to the darn detox, diet detox. Y'all on this call, y'all should run over there and sell it out because all your diet rules. We're going to be talking about diet rules. We're going to talk about it sounds so easy to eat when I'm hungry and stop it enough, but why can't I? And you're going to have an immersive experience with me, the coaches, and Karim. So I'm going to pack up an apartment. I don't want to, but I'm going to. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend. Go ahead. Whatever you've decided to execute, write a list. Get yourself to the grocery store if you need to. Dory needs to go to Target and get some smaller plates. Get everything that you need in order to be successful this next week. And let us know what you need. I love y'all too. Have a great weekend. Thank y'all for putting up with my dog barking. Not my dog barking. And the echo at the beginning. Sorry about that, y'all. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye, y'all.